Perek Yud Bet in Ohalot, Mishnah Zion. Continuing the question, the last thing that we had, if you recall, was the interrelationship of the square and the circle. And there we were trying to define over there what the din is of the shear of a ohel. And we ended up saying, look, even though you're relying on pi as being 3, and therefore, obviously, in the event that if you've got a pillar or a 4x4, then you ought to be able to do the same thing and say, okay, well, the same relationship of the 3 to 4 relationship should be usable for making a square around pi, which is only 3, in which case we ought to be able to measure it in a way that allows us to use a little bit less than a tefach as the equivalent of a tefach based on that entire concept. Comes along the Mishnah and told us in the previous Mishnah, there's no such thing. When it comes to the actual measurement of the square around the circle, so to speak, which is your beam, that has to measure 4. And therefore, that is the tefach, and nothing less than that is a tefach. So now let's consider utilizing these measurements. Let's consider what would be if you've got a very big pole. Actually, it's a pillar, not a pole. It's this big, thick pillar. And it fell over on its side. And now the question is, you've got a little bit of kezias of a mace underneath the curve of this pillar. So this introduces two issues. First of all, what would be the shear of the tuma of an ohel that's right on the side of this thing? That's the question. So it says over here in the Mishnah, look, if the circumference of this pillar is 24 tvachim, so then you know that you have enough space on the side in order to have a tefach al hatefach on its side, right? Because, I mean, our klal is, remember, that the square root of 2 is only 1.4. That was another one of our important measurements that is given for us to allow to rely on. And therefore, assuming that that would be the case, so then you would have an 8 tvachim, again, using our measurements. Pi is 3. So if pi is 3, that means that you have a diameter of 8 in order to have a circumference of 24, correct? So if you measure 24 around, so then what you've got is an 8 tvachim diameter. But that 8 tvachim diameter is going to be inside of a square now, because we're trying to make a square around it, a virtual square, so that we can figure out how much in the edge of the square, how much space do we have from the bottom of the circle, which is where the point that the circle touches the bottom of our square, right? You got this? Okay, does everybody understand what's going on? You've got this thick pillar. So now imagine you've cut through the pillar. Now let's keep the whole thing in 2 dimensions. So you've got this round pillar, and now you're going to draw a virtual square around the round pillar. And you're looking to the edge of that square, and you want to know in that little space at the edge where there's no pillar, do I have a tefach al hatefach? That's my question. So
why am I forced to make the square?
Because I'm trying to get an ohel at the corner under the pillar. So how do I get an ohel if I don't have a straight line? I need to figure out whether there's a little space of 1 tefach by 1 tefach at the corner. How can I do that if I don't make a square?
Okay.
Right? So at the bottom of the square, I'm looking at the edge of my ohel. And I want to know, will that square go all the way up a tefach before it hits the edge of the pillar? If it's gone a tefach along the bottom. So that what other way can I do it? So I make a square around it. So at what point will I have a tefach by a tefach that will fit in under the edge of the pillar? So since we're assuming that the circumference is 24 and we're allowing pi to be 3 based on the previous Mishnah, that gives us a diameter of 8. That diameter of 8 is the measurement of the square that we drew. And it's the measurement of the side of the square, right? Because the sides have to hold that pillar. But it's not a measure of that diagonal of the square, and we need to know the measurement of the diagonal. So therefore, since the circumference is 24, means the diameter is 8, means that the actual diagonal of the square is the 8 times the square root of 2. And that would be, because that's by the Pythagorean theorem, and that gives us an additional, in this case, we're going to have an additional 16/5, because of the 0.2 is 1/5, right? So we now have 16/5 that we've got to add to this. We take half of those 16/5 and stick it on each side of the diagonal. That means you've got 8/5 on all of the sides. A little bit, a tefach, which is 8/5 in its diagonal, because you're talking about the diagonal continued on to the little square that you drew at the side. So then the little square's diagonal is 8/5, which means that it's certainly 5/5 on all sides, because it really would only be 7 and not 8 in order for it to have a shear of a tefach ala tefach. So if you started off with your big pillar over here, you can be certain that you've got a little ohel on the edge. Now, why is this worthwhile getting into? I'll tell you why. Remember that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, without defining it, that when we were talking about the korat that was going from one wall to the other wall, the point was that if there's any place along the korat that it is a tefach, that would be enough. You do not need the entire korat to be a tefach. You need a tefach of the korat to be a tefach. Why is that? And I mentioned to you briefly that we're going to be getting into the idea of shipu'ei ohalim. Now, this case that we just discussed about this pillar lying there is the classic of shipu'ei ohalim. We talked about shipu'ei ohalim, remember, before when we were talking about a tent. And we were wondering if the tent comes all the way down to the ground and you get to the edge of the tent. So you're no longer a tefach above the ground when you get to the edge. Is something that's in that area also considered to be Tomei, as in the Ohel, or not? And over there we said it is. That was our first meeting up with Shipu'ei Ohalim. Now here, what we're saying is that the entire area at the edge of this pillar is all considered to be an Ohel, even though it's only going to be the first Tefach that is really as high as a Tefach. And once you go further in towards the point at which the pillar meets the bottom of the square, it's going to be less and less, obviously, as Newton would assure you. So as you approach the point of contact, which of course you'll never get to, which Zeno assures you, then you are always going to be in Shipu'ei Ohalim. And that little bit is still going to be giving you a din of Tuma. That's why this is important to us. So that means that entire area that fills up the side of that pillar is going to be Metame Bo'ohel.